Barwon Timber third quarter highlights.
Third quarter for Barwon Timber. Barwon Timber build better. We're underway with Jace.
Oh, Bumstead gets it down in the middle to Feely, who gets ripped off the ball by Madigan. And the umpire says...
Free kick.
Sling
tackle.
And Madigan... Ooh, Touchy. Reversed. He's reversed it because Touchy's just punched Madigan in the face. So, and then tries to tell umpire Buckley that he didn't do it. I think you did it, Tom. He goes out wide with the kick then, Madigan. So it goes towards centre wing, looking for Caldu. Falls to the front, Madigan followed up Caldu. Oh, handball top. Oh, Touchy got one back then. Tom Feely got his head ripped off. And he's going to take the free kick on centre wing.
Well, plenty happening as he comes inboard to Tate. Tate, handball off to the runner. Matthews had to give it back to Tate. Tate, oh, blindsided. Brought to ground, but that's hurt. The play coming in from the side, Cunningham, although he's bounced to his feet. Kelly had his kick smothered by Matthews on the outer side logo. Here's Marcus Thompson trying to reef it away from the pack. Caldu's down in back play. And that has been a frenetic open. 55 seconds on the Barwon Foods time clock.
Well, if you say that premiership quarters are a myth in footy, I'll go here. Have a look at the start of this one.
Bumstead the tap, Sheehan the roving, taken down in the tackle by Madigan. How many goals wins this contest, boys? I reckon 9 or 10 might pull it up. Yeah, if she's a tight one.
11 or 12 max, absolutely.
Ball into the air, Bumstead. And Kellett back into the ruck, good to see. Paddy Kelly tracking it, can't take it for South. Burgess was clean below his knees, fired a handball, but indiscriminate. He'll actually take it on the bounce, it bounced back to him, and then he put a handball into space. Pitt, cut back inside Goff, kick inside 50. Defensive spoil, Wiedemann was good. Ball at the front of the pack, Tate couldn't take it. Wiedemann had a fumble, Tate tried to knock it onto Edmund. Starkey came the other way, cleared a path for Wiedemann. A handball to Goff. Goff a handball on the bounce to Shepherd. Shepherd wide to Driver. Driver at left half back.
Driver should have handballed it, he kicked it, he turned it over. And the undertaker took the mark at right half forward for Leopold. Just settles the play down, goes to Tom Feely, who's bought his own footy in the third quarter. He's just playing kick to kick in the backyard with Dor Madigan. By the looks of it, he wants to get around Kelly. He gets the kick inside 50. High kick, Goff at the back. Oh, couldn't quite take the mark. Driver front and centre couldn't take it either. He stood up in the tackle. And he and Edmonds, the two number 33s, will lock it up. About 25 out from the Leopold goal. We're going to have a ball up. Bumstead up against Callop. Bumstead gets it down. Rode beautifully by Williamson. Gets around on the left. Top of the square. Oh. Great kick to the man with two first names, Luke Justin, who's taken the mark and will shoot for goal from 35 outside angle.
So many good things involved there. Is that a great clearance, great composure, great lower the eyes, and then just great width by Luke Justin as a winger to come in when you have to and impact. Just held his width, ran the channel, slid in.
So this to make the margin 14 points. The early stages of this third term, we played three on the Barwon Foods time clock in the third quarter. Luke Justin, 35 out, slide angle. Joel Selwood stand at end of the ground. Left foot kick, goal umpire, bit of work to do, but he comes back and says all clear. And Luke Justin puts his first on the board. Leopold, 7-3-45. They lead South Barwon, 4-7-31. Barwon Timber, K-Rock. Third quarter scoreboard.
Just another mark inside forward 50 by someone else that's not a key forward. And like I mentioned in that was absolutely great composure by Brock Williamson. Could have blazed away, could have just snapped it around his left or gone back on his right and tried to take him on. But brought his teammate into it. Kelly O'Neill just got sucked into the contest. He was drawn to it. He was walking to the corridor and got caught out the back.
Another intercept mark. Foiled attempt by Leopold. They're doing well in that area of the game.
Jacob Spalding, the coach's eye. For the Sporting Globe, Bumstead won the tap down. Wagner at the front of the pack couldn't take a clean footy. Madigan chicken winged in, ball spilled out. Bumstead, Feely, run down. O'Neill with a really good tackle. Umpire Ganaccia says, give it to me. I'll ball it up. Margin 14. Leopold looking to make their move as they look for back-to-back flags. Callett, Bumstead. Callett, the roving of his own ruckwork, and then jammed it on the boot. Didn't go 15, but Cunningham, quick release. White gives it off by hand. Broughton through the middle of GMHBA Stadium. Noble's got out the back of Pepper. It'll bounce at his feet and sit on its point. Well done by Pepper. Knocked it away. Sheehan came to help him out. Slung in the tackle. Wonderful tackle. Holding the ball. Lockie Noble wins a free kick. 35 out from goal in the left forward pocket.
Yes, it was a great tackle because the kick wasn't super to him out the back, and he was 2-on-1. Had to make a contest and wins it.
A goal in last year's grand final for Lockie Noble that were few and far between for the men in red, white and blue.
Boris back on the ground too, boys.
He's not moving overly freely though.
No, he's not looking comfortable and he was trying his best to get that pickle juice down.
So cramp set in on not a warm day, a mild day you would say at GMHBA Stadium, but the game in the hands of Lachie Noble for the moment as he kicks from 40 metres out. He hits it sweetly too. He's got two, Lachie Noble. He becomes the first multiple goal kicker for the Swans. And he pulls the margin back to 8 points, and they're not going away without a fight. 7-3-45 Leopold, 5-7-37 South Barwon. Third quarter action. Thanks to Barwon Timber. Barwon Timber, build better. Check out barwontimber.com.au.
That's probably the pleasing thing for Mark Neal is that they do respond. So, you know, if Leopold do get that goal or two or three, well, it hasn't been three, but away in margin, they've always managed to fight their way back into the game or stay in the game, South Barwon. So that'll be pleasing Mark Neal, knowing that they're close enough to attack when they have to.
Back to the middle, Callett and Bumstead. Callett gets it down. Todd White couldn't take it. Coming Middleton, got it away to Madigan. He gets it towards half forward. Caldu on a one-on-one with Noffey. Noffey tapped it away. Want to K-Rock zone. Jet Matthews gets it back towards Jennings. The Condiments across there as well. Pepper kick around the corner. Back towards centre wing. Coming in. Good mark from the side. The Undertaker takes it at half back for Leopold.
Sheehan wants the middle of the ground. Tate had to wait for it. Driver's fist was late, so Tate was able to send the kick wide. Justin, preferred side for the left footer, dinks a little kick. Sam Scott on the half volley took it nicely, and then he mishit the kick that was intended for Williamson. Went straight up the chimney, but Jennings fisted it forward. Williamson, handball release. Edmonds forward. Edmonds snaps. Edmonds has gold. All's well that ends well for Leopold. Sam Scott had the right idea. He wanted to get it quickly onto Williamson, but he just completely shanked the kick straight up the shot tower. Harris Jennings helped him out with a deliberate fist that put it into the path of a Leopold teammate, and Edmonds finishes off his work, and they push the margin back out to 14. There's the response to the response. 8-3-51 Leopold, South Barwon, 5-7-37 on the K-Rock Barwon Timber scoreboard.
Take it back a couple of kicks and a couple of bits of play, and it was Ollie Tate who just opened up his vision and hit that target. That's that experience coming through the corridor to get it to the outside, take it off the line, and they just had numbers forward of the ball.
Back to the middle, Bumstead goes up, gets it down fairly from the middle for Leopold. Towards a vacant half-forward flank, which way is it going to bounce? Oh, beautifully to Ollie Tate again, who gets around on the right, left, right it is. Inside 50, measures it. Coming in the other way was Bartlett from centre wing, the piano tuner. He gets it over the top to Porter. Left foot kick out of bounds into the Joel Selwood stand. On the full, and the evangelist will take the free kick, Blair Huggins.
And Sam Scott has been split open, guys, down to you for St John of God. He's to his feet unbelievably after he got cleaned up.
Yep, towel straight onto that forehead, so he's come straight off himself. They'll assess that and get him patched up, I'm sure.
Unbelievable courage from Scott. Great commitment from Bartlett, who's actually going to mark the Huggins kick at right half back. Just below our best seats in the house, Rapco Cafe 24/7. Hot chips, only $4 at Rapco Cafe 24/7. He sends a kick to the wing. Plenty of bodies falling. Somebody's gone to ground. It's going to be a free kick for a hold going to Fraser Ford.
Fraser, yeah.
Thompson stands the mark. Fraser turns, kicks quickly. Going to ground was Tom Gordon. Flying to the mark was Caldu. Front of the pack, Cunningham just jams it on the boot inside forward 50. It's a high ball. Back with the flight, Carmody couldn't complete the mark. Burgess will clean up. He'll back himself against Noble. Just got pulled as he kicks. That'll open the door for Kelly. Kelly on his non-preferred left. Here's Boris marking. 20 metres out from goal. Left forward pocket. It was just the effort of Noble. You'd think Burgess would have enough toe to get away, but Noble stuck at the task, impacted the kick, and that gives Boris a shot at goal.
Yeah, there wouldn't be too many that'd be able to probably grab him, but just done enough, didn't he, just to turn that ball over. And really, really good composure too by Kelly going inside. He probably could have blazed away on his left, but just hit up Boris. Boris gives himself a chance.
Tom Feely's had the angry pills at half.
He hasn't. He just took him out.
Little did he know that when he left Grovedale after eight games, after graduating eight of the Falcons, he might be playing in the grand final with South Barwon and kicking a goal as well. He delivers from 35 out, left of centre. Nice finish from Ethan Boris. 6-7-43 South. They stay within 8 points. Leopold 8-3-51. 9 minutes played in this third quarter. Barwon Timber scoreboard. Barwon Timber built better. Fellmongers Road and Breakwater.
What courage from those two boys back here at half forward. Like Sam Scott and young Bartlett, just commitment to the cause. And yeah, Sam's obviously come off second best. I'm sure he's getting patched up and he'll be back out there because he's that type of bloke. But what courage.
Oldest bloke on the ground, youngest bloke on the ground.
Yeah.
Probably would be, just about.
Back to the middle. Bumstead gets it down. Rove, though, by Kelly. Trying to get it to White. Tate Porter tapped it on. Kelly gets back there first for South Bowen. Hands balls to Kelly O'Neill at off half back. Goes towards centre wing with the kick. Does it sit okay? It does for Cunningham. He gets it back to Boris. Goes towards half forward. Caldo in the middle. Fort's moved up the ground a little bit by the looks of Porter. Could get it for Leopold across half back. They get the handball out. The umpire's nearly going to help the piano tuner. Wagner goes with the kick short. Billy Ritchie takes it on centre wing.
Does he'll come back into the middle of the ground to Ollie Tate, who genuflex takes the mark. Now the mark crept a little bit, no 50, so he sends it wide into the space that Puff Thompson is occupying. He sends it into the pocket. Pitt all alone. How does that happen? Marks 30 from goal right forward pocket.
Change of angles, Kingy. That's how that happens. Beautiful ball movement by Leopold, and when you get the ball into good ball users like Ollie Tate, good decision makers, then on to Pup, like good things happen. Well done by Leopold, good ball movement.
The coach's eye, Jacob Spalding for the Sporting Globe this afternoon, the Grovedale coach, great to have him in the K-Rock box. After 12 months ago, he was an assistant in the South Barwon coach's box. Down at the mark stands 30 from goal. Pitt, right forward pocket, 40 metres out, has pushed that across the face and through for a minor score. I picked him to win the goal kicking at the start of the year, and I was done after game one, even though he was our Leopold Sporties player of the day. A calf injury sidelined him for more than a month, and he has still managed 27 goals for the season from 12 games.
Starkey kicks it in. Pitt comes across to stand the mark. Jack Driver takes it. Handball it, Jack. Handball it. No, he's going to kick. And long towards centre wing. Perfect pass to Boris. And Pup gets across there, though. Burgess, Candy, does well. Right foot kick back to the point of the square at half forward. But Pierce gets back, fills the gap for South Bowen and takes the mark.
Pierce looks up, assesses his options. He might have to give a handball off. No, he doesn't. He ignores that option of giving it to Shepherd, so he goes wide with the kick, and Boris, who's moving a lot better than what he was at the start of the third quarter when he was taken over by Cramp. Kick to the wing. Todd White, who we haven't called a huge amount of this afternoon, turns and kicks on his left. Wants Carmody, but he showed too much of it to Tate Porter, who was able to fist it out of bounds and get a boundary throw in for Leopold just as Jackson Carmody was ready to take the mark and burst away. Leopold dodge a bullet there for the moment. They lead by 9, 8, 4, 52, 6, 7, 43, 12 minutes played on the Barwon Foods top line.
Pierce up against Bumstead in the ruck. Bumstead got it to the front. Rode by Pup. Rode got a couple of tackles. He got the handball away just. Middleton for South Barwon across half forward. Fort comes out. Get out of the way. The fortress. Right foot kick was partly smothered. Which way is it going to go? Tev Noffey off the ground. Didn't really go too far. Still about 45 out from goal. Caldu kept his head over the ball. Handballed it out. Boris off a step towards the top of the square. Noffey with his name written on it. Can't take the mark, though. Front and centre. Noble free kick, I think, coming back. And 50. And, that's just not good. So, free kick, Leopold. And they'll get the 50 as well.
The ball's gone into the player stand, and there's nobody there. Oh, there we go.
Got a spare one.
We got the spare one there.
So, it's coming back down to half-back for Leopold. Tev Noffey will bring it back for the Lions.
The free kick there, I suspect the 50's a little bit harsh.
Well,
yeah.
You're in the flow of the play. Sometimes, you know, recognition takes a while. Gordon marked the kick that didn't go 15, so he was called to play on, and he goes short to Tate, who has been massive this afternoon, Ollie Tate, the veteran. How much footy left in him? Chips one over the top, and the mark taken by Tate Porter. So Tate to Porter. Kick inside, forward 50. The lead comes from Giddings. He crushes the pack. Huggins, front of the pack, handball. Jennings try to don't argue. That's a throw. That should be holding the ball. It is. Umpire Ganachi are all over that. And it'll be a free kick to Jake Peters. Down boundary side, Buzz Conway.
Yes, Sam's got ready to come back on, patched up.
Ball from half back to centre wing. Caldo put himself in front. Ted Noffey
came out. Gave one off the play.
Oh, and the condiment gets involved. Of course he does, Pepper. Nearly every loving that.
A little bit of history there.
Yeah, absolutely. Caldo goes short with the kick. Dangerous. Leopold. Free kick for a push.
Lucky.
And the Leopold faithful are not happy. Play on advantage, not coming either. And it's going to come back to Todd White at right half forward for the Swans.
That's when you find out there's a good crowd here.
Absolutely. A bit of noise down there. We can't really see too much of it. It's beneath us in the K-Rock box, but Todd White's got it at half forward. Drives it inside 50. Noffey. Intercept mark again, Tev. Handball it, please. He's going to kick it. He wants an invite to kick it, I think. He's called to play on now. That's the invite.
Oh, no, Wowie.
Goes towards halfback. Oh, that's a terrible kick.
That's
why you don't kick Monday to Friday. It might even be Monday to Wednesday, I reckon. The ball back inside for South Barwon. Coming through, Jennings is going to have to put the tackle on there because he got second. to the ball, and it's about 30 metres out from goal. Kelly took the tackle and will have the ball up.
Do you reckon they tell Tev Noffey, look, don't screw up our drills, yeah, doing a bit of match sim and stuff like that? Just handball?
Just join in the handball drills.
Yeah. There's going to be a free kick in the ruck contest. Gee, I hope they don't start pulling out Tiggy Touchwood stuff in the second half as we've gone 15 minutes in the third quarter on the Barwon Foods time clock. Sells the freshest fish direct to you. Donga Road, North Geelong. Try their freshly shucked oysters. They're divine. Kick towards right half back is marked by Ollie Tate, who is working harder than your deodorant this afternoon. He'll send a kick back to the middle, and he's asking a lot of Jennings, who hits him in stride. Now, Jennings is trying to get back behind the mark. Carmody's just ensuring that he doesn't run forward, so he gets back behind the mark now. He's had a big afternoon, Harris Jennings. He is a talent. He's looking to go wide with the kick, although he's just checked it slightly. It's not a great kick, although it carried over the top of Boris's head, and it'll fall for Wagner. 55 out from goal, short kick. Ritchie stretches marks, barely went 15, but the mark is paid. And Billy Ritchie goes back with some sort of intent.
Does, doesn't he?
Kicked one in the second quarter. Angle less acute and distance a little bit closer, but he got good purchase. I've forgotten that Billy Ritchie actually has 5 senior games to his name at South Barwon. To go with 41 at St Albans. And today's 34th appearance at senior level for the Lions. Came of age in last year's final series. Close to the man on the mark he goes, but he sends it on its way, pushes it across the face. Sheehan flew, it's off his hands, and out of, through for a behind. The margin is 10. 8-5-53 Leopold, South Barwon, 6-7-43, 16 and a half minutes played on the third quarter, Barwon Foods time clock.
Starkey plays on. Short kick, dangerous to Madigan. The Matheson medalist takes it in front of Pitt. Called to play on now. Gets on that familiar left, goes outside. A 50 with the kick, looking for Caldu. Noffey's there as well, off hands. Jennings comes across as well. Callett was there also, the big four. And is off hands and out of bounds for a boundary throw-in. Just forward of centre wing for Leopold. Umpire Lamar is going to throw it back in. It's Leopold 8-5-53. South Barwon 6-7-43. 17 played in this third term.
You can see that diamond earring glistening.
Yes.
Over on the hickey stand side of the ground from boundary umpire Lamar. Jennings wins the tap down. Chance here for Edmonds to do the roving. Lost it in the tackle of Madigan holding the ball.
High.
Okay. Non-controlling umpire has paid the free kick to James Edmonds. Not hard to get him high because there's not a lot of the former Anglesey player. He's called to play on, and he sends it long inside 50 under the footy pit, and that wonderful defensive mark by Goff, who's hurt himself in taking that mark. He's now to his feet, but gee, landed awkwardly, Rowan Goff. Takes a nice mark, though, and holds the fort, dare I say, for South Barwon for the moment. Just concedes some ground to the top of his defensive goal square, and Starkey looks up and sees 35 players ahead of him, so he goes short into the right back pocket to Kelly O'Neill, whose name we've barely called this afternoon.
O'Neill along the line to half-back. Jack Pepper from behind over the head. Tate Porter gets the handball back in over the head of Jack Driver again. Cunningham spins it, handballs it okay to Jonty. Broughton's got it centre wing, has to be quick, goes towards half forward. Fort's got a couple on him, falls to the back. Carmody to come at it, can he get the ball away? Can't. Gordon got it instead for Leopold. Handball over the top, touchy along the boundary line, left foot kick. Feely goes towards half forward. Scott back on, wrapped up like the mummy, can't pick it up, get at him away, says Riley Stone in there to help out. The TV evangelist comes the other way. Half back towards half forward. Needs a mark. Callett to go up. Can't take the mark off hands. Gordon gets wrapped up. Great tackle in front of the big crowd. The umpire says, no theatre. Ball up.
Where did Tev Noffey come from?
Evil, isn't it? He just gets to those contests. He gets a fist in every single time. He's a pleasure to watch behind the ball.
He knows when to come off and when not to.
There's a bit of Dustin Fletcher about him, isn't there? Just with the way that the gadget arms. Umpire puts it into the air. Jennings is going to do some ruck work against Pierce. Jennings a tap. Williamson through the pack, took the footy, then slipped over on this wing. He's actually going to free kick it too high because he slipped and Broughton had nowhere to go.
Reverse this one again.
And umpire Ganachi just tells Mitch Burgess to get out of the way. He threw Johnny Broughton off Brock Williamson. To the letter of the law, it's probably a free kick. All Williamson's kicks a sitting duck. Driver fisted away from Stone, or rather Justin. Stone found the loose footy though. Chip around the corners, okay. Sam Scott, they're streaming forward. Is the kick on point? Oh. Pitt coming across, couldn't mark. Found it at ground level. Handball release. Here's Pup kicking a goal. Dribbling it through and telling the evangelist, hallelujah! 9
5.59 Leopold, South Barwon 6.743, and the margin is out to a 16 point buffer for the Lions. 19 and 3 quarter minutes played. We're approaching third quarter time on the Barwon Timber time clock. Barwon Timber scoreboard, built better. Barwon Timber, great finish from Pup.
It was Rowan Goff again. He's just caught in no man's land, and I think the matchup with Pitt really doing a number on him. He doesn't know whether to come off and help out when he normally would just be on instinct. Did he come up, and once he saw Jack Driver go, he'd be the next one to come up, but he just hesitated, and that allowed them to get out the back, and then they were obviously 3v2 and Pup standing the goal square. He's not going to miss too many of them.
Back to the middle, Callard up against Bumstead. Madigan can't take it. Tate Porter's handball didn't go anywhere, holding the ball, said the umpire. Good tackle. Todd White has got the ball in the middle for South Barwon. Fort at centre-half 40 goes over his head, goes towards Caldu, who goes up against Noffey, nearly got the mark. Front and centre from Noble was okay. Back to Caldu. Handball was okay to Middleton. 50 out from goal. Got slung as he kicked the ball, and Burgess is able to take the saving mark for Leopold. Just wants to settle the play down for the Lions.
Just some signs that aren't good for South Barwon at the moment. Left back pocket. Burgess driving it to the wing. Bumstead, Stone. Big shove on Driver. It's going to come out the back to Stone. Ducked under the tackle of Driver. Now chance for Stone to kick inboard. Feely stretching, couldn't mark. Just too much on the kick, and Wiedemann takes it on the chest. The youngster from Rapunyup in northwestern Victoria sends a kick wide. It'll flirt with the boundary line looking for Noble. He was a sitting duck, Gordon. The fist out of bounds, boundary throw in.
Kirsch, what do you do with the play? What do you do with Fraser? He's not really having an impact in the game at the moment, is he?
No, and they're using Kellett sparingly at the moment in the ruck. Maybe just get him up or get him on a wing. Like, we've seen him play the wing this year. Just try and play through him a little bit and get him in the game.
Boundary throw in. Kellett takes it out of the ruck contest. He actually kicked it up to himself. Yeah, but he couldn't get away from the tackle from Brock Williamson. So centre wing, we're going to have a ball up. Bumstead gets it down to the side. Oh. That's a throw from Williamson. The umpire said play on. Justin gets wrapped up, not going near the umpire. Will come in and ball it up. Still on centre wing.
Is it not a throw because it wasn't actually deliberate? He's just trying to take control and didn't take it. Bumstead, Callett, the two starting rucks. Bumstead, the tap, it'll roll towards the boundary line and out in front of Jake Peters. Looking to add a premiership to the one he won with Bannockburn in 2019, and upset in the GD final that year as the Tigers tipped over Thompson, who I think had Andrew Hodgson playing in that side. And we were clarified by Taz that it was 1989 that he coached North Shore to a reserve grade premiership, and his son today coaching South Barwon to a seconds flag. Here's a handball coming over the top. Tate Williamson, lovely ball. Scott on the juggle, took the mark, wants to quickly get it moving. He's got an option out wide. It's Edmonds. You'll have to wait for it in the sun. He was able to shield his eyes, take the mark and get back off the mark. 55 from goal.
So Edmonds, Boris stands that mark. He plays on now from 55. Kicks into Boris's hand. Falls back to Edmonds, though. Runs free. Gets it to Sam Scott. Has to get around on the right. 40 out. High kick into the square. Which way? It's three. South Barwon players. Goff got a hand to it. Oh, just went through for a rush behind. Very lucky for South Barwon. And they go to 9-6-60 now. Leopold. They lead South Barwon 6-7-43. Barwon Timber, K-Rock. Third quarter scoreboard.
Not a great kick in, but Sam Scott dropped the mark, and it's going to open the door here for Boris. Although it fell back in under the pack. Trying to knock it to his own advantage. Burgess jammed it on the boot, rolled about 8 metres. Handball wide by Edmonds was smart into the path of Wagner. Took it on the bounce and gave a handball back to Ollie Tate. Tate's been huge. That kick not great. Todd White dropped what he should have taken, but Peters cleaned up. O'Neill firing a handball. Cunningham wide, asking a lot out there of Pearce, and it's going to fall for Sam Scott. Burgess wrapped up by Cunningham. Got a handball away. Pearce taken to ground after taking the loose ball. Ball up right half forward. But there's almost a breaking point, and I think South Barwon are nearing it.
I think, Jace, to your point before with Fraser Fort, I'd bring him up and just play him as an extra on ball and make Trent Thompson have to make a decision. Like, Fraser's more than capable of just roaming the ground and just being where he needs to be. And let's see if Thompson can do that as well for Leopold.
The ball spills free to the side of the pack. No 15, said the umpire. So Feely has to play on. He got it from Tate. He got the handball away. And, well, Tate measured time because that was 15. They've paid a lot less than that sometimes today. But the ball will come back to umpire Ganachi, and he will ball it up. Only 30 metres out for Leopold there in attack, and they lead by 17 points. And we're going to have a ball up for Callett and Bumstead. They both get a hand to it. Williamson, he gets wrapped up by Callett, and the umpire will come in and do a bit more. 24 and a half played in this third term. It's Leopold 60. They lead South Barwon 43.
umpire Ganaccia puts it into the air about 25 out from goal. Bumstead went early. Callick stood his ground, won the tap out the back left behind by Wiedemann. Todd White hasn't had a huge influence. Middleton a handball on the up. Madigan had a big second quarter. Sends a kick towards halfback. Too much on the kick for a couple of teammates, including Kaldu, but it bounced for four to go back to Kaldu, who's dumped in the tackle over the boundary line. And we'll get a ball up. So a boundary throw, I should say, at right half forward.
25 gone. Ollie Tate just pushed himself behind the ball with Tev Noffey.
Plenty of it's like having an extra coach out there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
He was an assistant coach at the Cats VFL last year. Boundary throw-in. Is he the man to replace Buddha? Tapped down by Callett. Roving by Williamson. Left foot kick. Marking target. Pitt surely taken high. Yes. Over the shoulder went Goff, and Jake Pitt, who started the season on fire against Geelong West in round one, having an influence, hasn't kicked a goal, but he's proving to be a real target for Leopold to kick to. Will he beat Leopold in 2025? Man on the mark stands 45 from goal. Pitt will swing out slightly and then lower the eyes and put it into the path of Sam Scott, who gets down low, but on the half volley won't be paid the mark. It was a smart play by Pitt. The kick, just not enough penetration in the end, and a ball up 20 out from the Lions' goal as they look to put the foot on the throat.
So ball up 25 out from the Lions' goal. Bumstead beautiful down to Pup. He gets wrapped up, and then that's holding the ball. The umpire says yes. He waited for the tackle to come slide down. I think he was waiting for a trip. It didn't come. And then the ball spilt free. Todd White will take the free kick in the last line of defence. Goes on the left out towards half-back. Kaldu goes up over the back of the pack. And Burgess breaks free. Handball out wide. The piano tuner back to top of 50. Big pack there off the side. Well, who's going to get there first? Wiedemann does. Gives it away to Kelly O'Neill through some traffic. Little right foot kick in the middle. Might not fall for Fraser. Comes back to Paddy Kelly. Pushed off the football. The piano tuner got it up. Wagner back to Pepper. He goes with a right foot kick. Turned it over. South Bar with numbers behind the ball. Austin Shepherd takes it at defensive 50.
He wants a kick to the wing where Carmody's occupying. Back with the flight sheen. Drop the mark, and Carmody the beneficiary. Can he get out of the tackle? No, holding the ball. Umpire Wilson says you had long enough, even though you got the handball away. And Pitt will be the recipient of the free kick, and Leopold hold firm again. They've struggled to get four to the wing in recent minutes, and he'll go short. And Sheehan, who started really well, he's actually had an influence on this contest, the Undertaker. 70 from goal, pulls it into the pocket. Not the best kick, although it might bounce okay. Giddings kept it alive. Thompson, a wonderful pickup. Thompson, a rolling ball that Goff stops on the goal line and doesn't concede, although Giddings came at him, gave a handball. Boris checked his kick over the top. Todd White in the left back pocket. That would have been some sort of grand final goal from Marcus Thompson.
So White short to Boris, defensive 50. The youngster's got it. Hasn't got much to kick to at the moment. There's not a lot of movement, so he's just going to drive it long down the line to center wing. Big tackle. Oh, Thompson pushing the back to Kaldu. Should be a free kick, and will be. The captain will take the free kick advantage. Paid? No. Umpire says doesn't matter. Siren, three-quarter time. And it's Leopold at the final change. 9-6-60. They lead South Bowen 6-7-43.
Barwon Timber third quarter highlights.